Welcome, ladies. Welcome to episode three. The title of episode three is The Art of Liking Yourself Again. The Art of Liking Yourself Again. This is where we're going to explore a couple of different things, but the first being value and self-worth. We're going to explore the idea of value and self-worth and exactly what it is and what it consists of. So, value and self-worth. Self-worth is the only dividing factor, and this is my opinion. Self-worth is the only dividing factor between how you want to be treated and how you are actually treated. Let me repeat that again. Self-worth is the only dividing factor between how you want to be treated and how you actually are treated. Now, if we break this down, that means that if we are able to increase our value, increase our self-worth, we can control exactly how people treat us. And this is evident in several different examples. If you look at the highest performing women in the world, they're treated much different than the lower performing women. They're respected more. They're seen as more educated. They're seen as more valuable. More than just a physical being, more than just a body, more than just a pretty face. They're evaluated more on their skill than their looks. They're evaluated more on their abilities, their capacity, their capabilities, rather than, you know, their physical makeup. Once we start to raise our self-value and our self-worth, you start to see people treat you differently. Understand, ladies, you hold the power and the control of your entire life. Each and every one of you guys do. You hold the power, you hold the control of your life. Too many women often rely on assurance and the validation of men and other material things when it comes to establishing their self-worth and, you know, knowing their value. You will only be treated as well as you treat yourself, ladies. Let me say that again. You will only be treated as well as you treat yourself. If you treat yourself bad, prepare for the rest of the world to follow and treat you bad as well. How in the hell do you expect people to treat you if you're sitting there treating yourself bad? You talk bad about yourself. You call yourself names. You diminish your capabilities, your qualities about yourself. You think negative all day, all night about yourself. What do you think people are going to think about you? If you do not value yourself, you don't hold yourself to a certain standard, what value do you think people are going to place on you? Just think about it. People in the world that they don't care about what they look like. They wear whatever they want. They do whatever they want. You know, what value do they really have? What value do people put on them? They don't help people. They're mean. Wishy-washy. What value do people put on them? Not much. Not much value at all. People that hold skill, people that can transform lives, people that can help inconvenience, whatever it might be, those are the people that have value. People that hold themselves to a different level. People that have a higher self-worth about themselves. People that know that your opinion is the only one that matters. Nobody else matters. No other judgment, no other critiques. None of that matters if it's not yours. Because nobody else can live your life. Nobody else knows how you really feel but you. But you. You are the only person. You're the only person that knows that. So you're the only opinion that matters. You have to learn to start setting your own values high, extremely high, before anybody else can formulate an opinion about you. too many women need a man or something else to tell them what their value is, or better yet, to justify what their value is. Okay, I know I'm a bad bitch because I'm with this guy. No, you're a queen because you're yourself. You're a queen because you love yourself. Or if you want to use your terminology, you're a bad bitch because of you, not because of him. Because of you. You got to understand, you're the prize, sweetheart. You're the prize, ladies. Nobody else is the prize. You are the prize. Not him, not her, not it. You are the prize. You're what everybody's going for. You're what everybody's working for. You're the desired one. You don't need a job title to tell you what your worth is. You don't need a man to tell you what your worth is. You don't even need a friend to tell you what your worth is. You must set your worth internally. You must set your value bar extremely high, no matter what people will think. No matter what people will think. You're in the driver's seat. No one else. Filter through all the pretty faces, all the bullshit business opportunities. Filter through all that. You're the prize. You're the prize. And what we're going to start doing, ladies, what we're going to stop doing, rather, what we're going to stop doing, ladies, is when you start to operate on that new level, when you start to operate on that new level, you stop being bullied by a paycheck, is what I like to say. Because that's what a lot of you guys are susceptible to, just money. Money's becoming impressive to you guys because you're feeling inferior about yourself. You're self-conscious about yourself. You're insecure about yourself and your abilities. So now you can be bullied by a paycheck. A dude can wave some money in front of you and it's like, oh, that's what success is. That's what happiness is. Until you get in that relationship and you find out it's nothing what you thought. And you were happier being by yourself. Don't get bullied by a paycheck. A lot of women under age right now are finding themselves committing to, you know, a person or thing that just has the highest amount of money. Whatever's going to give me the highest amount of money, that's what's going to make me the happiest. It's not. It's not. Emotional freedom and financial freedom, yes. Those are the real upside. That's the real equalizers. That's where you really want to play. Emotional and financial freedom. But you cannot just have the money and be emotionally tied to a person that you hate and think you're going to have a happy life. You won't. You'll be miserable with a nice Gucci bag. You'll hate yourself with some nice Christian Louboutins on. You'll cry every single night with a $10,000 necklace around your neck. You will feel not loved every day of your life with some Chanel bracelets on. It's not the material things that's going to make you feel better about yourself, ladies. I promise you. You have to do it from inside. You have to do it from within. You must do it from within. And the way you do it from within is to understand, and I give you the permission to give yourself the permission to know that you are deserving. You are deserving. You have the right to be happy with who you are right now. Understand, you are who you are right now. That does not mean that is who you will be when we are done. You are in a journey. You are going through a process of changing, of growing. You must give yourself time and understand that all the judgments, all the criticism, everything that is happening right now is to and of the person that you are right now, not who you will become, not who you will be. So until we get to that point, we take all criticism, all judgment with a grain of salt. We take all opinions with a grain of salt. With a grain of salt. I want you guys to learn two things. Two things that really, really help a lot of my clients. Two simple statements. One is, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. The okay, thank you is a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful statement when utilized correctly. So I want to start to combat any criticism, any judgment, any opinions that I see are negative, disempowering, degrading, whatever it might be, any kind of negative statement, any kind of negative criticism or judgment. I want to respond to that with the statement, okay, thank you. And what this does is it allows me to keep my power. It allows me to keep my mind clear of all negativity. It allows me to continue to pace myself as I move through the journey so I don't lose power, so that I don't get distracted, so that I don't retract back to my old insecure ways. So, you are so fat. Oh my gosh, you've gotten so fat. Okay, thank you. And continue to move on. I acknowledge your opinion. I acknowledge your judgment of me. I acknowledge your belief of me. But I do not accept it. Okay, thank you. I acknowledge it. I understand that's how you feel about me. But that's not how I feel about myself. I do not accept that. And I will no longer start to entertain judgment of such, opinions of such. I will not entertain them. I will give you a response. Okay, thank you. So that you can shut up and stop talking to me. And stop feeding me negative things that I do not desire nor need. So, okay, thank you. I want you to start using okay, thank you a lot more. Damn, your hair. Oh, I hate the way your hair looks. Okay, thank you. Ooh, you got a big forehead. Okay, thank you. Oh, my gosh, you're so black. Okay, thank you. Oh, my gosh, you don't have any butt. Your butt is so small. Okay, thank you. Oh, I can't stand your stomach. Oh, look at her stomach. Okay, thank you. See, you repeat that enough and you start to pull the power from whoever the person is. They'll get tired of just hearing that. Okay, thank you. See, I'm responding to your negative with a positive. But I'm not accepting your negative in any fashion, your negativity in any fashion. And then the second statement I want you guys to start to adopt in your language is, I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. I'll repeat that. I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. This statement is also very powerful. The reason being, it's reinforcing the beliefs that we want to cultivate into in our lives. The belief system that we want to be better, that we are getting better, that we are becoming a better person, a stronger person. So we want to say, so let's put an example. Man, you're such and such age and you still haven't done this yet. Okay, thank you. That acknowledges. I understand. I can respect your opinion. And then you follow by saying, but I love the woman I am becoming. And I see myself getting better and stronger every day. And you continue on your way, ladies. Acknowledging, hey, I understand what you're saying. I understand your belief. I understand your judgment of me. But I love the woman that I am becoming. I might not even like the lady that I might not like the lady that I am now, but I love the woman that I am becoming. I love seeing me getting stronger, becoming smarter about myself, becoming more aware about myself. And I see this every day. You tell yourself that every single day. I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. And you tell yourself that several times throughout the day. Every time you met with criticism, you tell yourself that. Every time you feel insecure about something, you tell yourself that. Anytime you feel like, oh, I'm hurt, I wish they wouldn't have said that about me, you tell yourself that. You stand on your 2 feet strong. And you let the world know, I love the woman I am. I love the woman I'm becoming. I love the woman I'm becoming. And I see myself. I visually see myself. I can imagine. I can visualize myself getting better. And not only better, but stronger emotionally and physically. Every day. Every day I'm better than I was yesterday. I'm stronger than I was yesterday. It's a very profound statement, guys. Ladies, if you can really, really start to utilize that into your language more. So you met with hate, you met with negativity. Okay, thank you. I acknowledge it, but I do not accept it. And if we have to keep pressing, keep going further, well, I love the woman I am becoming. And I see myself getting better and stronger every day. How can someone argue with you when you respond like that? They can't continue to break you down. Because they see you're on a different path. You're on a different journey than most. You're acknowledging your vulnerabilities while at the same time acknowledging your process of becoming less vulnerable. I love it. I love it, ladies. Those are two very, very important statements that I want you to adopt into your language when you're trying to combat with insecurities, when you're trying to combat with negative people, judgmental people, people that don't have your best interests. We simply give them, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for stating your non-wanted opinion. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And then we follow it by stating, but I love the woman I am. I love the woman I am becoming. I love her. I love this woman that I'm becoming. And I see myself getting better and stronger every single solitary day. I'm telling you, you start implementing that into your language, you will start to see a major change in how people start to criticize you. You become less judged. Because now, like I said, you're already exposing your vulnerabilities. I understand that is where I'm at. Yet I'm working on a process to become less vulnerable. It's extremely powerful, ladies. Extremely, extremely powerful. And then we want to move on to, ladies, you have to realize that everybody on this planet, every man and female on this planet, we're all dealt a certain amount of cards. We're all dealt a certain amount of cards. And you do not get, it's against the laws of the universe. You do not get to exchange cards. You don't get to say, I don't like this card. Let me put this over here and get a new card. You don't get a new card. You don't get a new card. You have to play the cards that you are dealt. Well, what do you mean by that? That simply means how I am right now is how I am. This is me. This is whoever you choose to believe. God, Allah, the universe. I don't care. Whoever you choose to believe. I believe in God. But whoever you choose to believe gave you this body, gave you this image. gave you just mindset. He gave it to you. This is what you have to work with. Now start working on it. As simple as that. Start working on it. No one ever said that it's permanent. It's not permanent. But it is what you have to work with. If you don't like something about it, you must then learn to start to change it. But you can't exchange it. You can manipulate it. You can try to make it better, but you cannot exchange it. Your face is your face, baby. But you know what? If you don't like it, there's certain things that you can do in order to change it. But we have to learn to accept where we are, accept our faults, accept our flaws. Accept them. They are ours. No one else's. Accept them. And then it's our duty to try to refine them to the best of our abilities in order to match whatever the best version of ourselves, you know, to ourselves. That's whatever it looks like, whatever that is. But we have to utilize what we have. We cannot continue to focus on what we don't have. Oh, I wish my hair was longer. But it's not. So now what? Oh, I wish my ass was bigger. But it's not. So now what? Oh, I wish I had bigger breasts. But you don't. You have a boy's chest. Now what? Do you see what I'm trying to get you see what I'm trying to get your mind to go? Much deeper. Much deeper. You have what you have, but you have the ability to change what you have. Stop complaining about what you don't have and start to think about what you do have and how you can accentuate those things, how you can start to make those things a strength. Okay, you don't have long hair, but okay, how can we utilize this short hair to boost my confidence and my self-esteem? I don't have a fat ass, but how can I use my little ass to make me feel better about myself? What sort of clothes can I wear? What kind of people can I get around? What kind of men can I start to associate myself with? What kind of people can I start to associate myself with? You have to start looking at what you have and how you can utilize that instead of focusing on what you don't have, which you cannot utilize. If you don't have a fat ass, why are you thinking all day and all night about having a fat ass? If you don't have long hair, why are you wasting that time? You don't have long hair. How about we work on what we do have, which is the short hair? How can we make that and maximize that? How can we maximize that? How can we squeeze every bit of effort out of that? And stop telling yourself, oh, this is just the way I am. Oh, this is the way God wanted me to be. It's not necessarily the truth. You are always on a journey of growth. You're always on a journey of growth, refinement. Always on a journey of becoming your best version, becoming the best version of yourself, becoming a better person. This is what God gave you to work with. This is what He wants you to work on. This is what He wants you to refine. This is what He wants you to continually start to find and define. Make something out of this. This is what I'll give you. You make something out of it. But don't bitch and complain and cry about what you don't have. Oh, I wish I had this. If I could only get this. Ladies, I sit in these meetings with these girls who's got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 worth of work done on their bodies. And they're crying every single night. You know why they're crying every night? Because that wasn't the fix. Their image wasn't the problem. their self-esteem was. The fact that they hated themselves prior to getting the work done, now they hate themselves even more because they wish they hadn't got the work done. Now, I'm not bashing anyone. A lot of my friends chose to do that. And hey, whatever floats your boat, baby, if that makes you feel better about yourself, do it. But you must love yourself at the same time and then do it. Don't hate yourself and then do it, because you're going to continue to hate yourself. You got to love yourself without the titties so that you can love yourself even more with the titties. You got to love yourself without the big ass flat booty, with the flat booty. You got to love the flat pancake booty before you love the big apple bottom peach, you know, huge fake ass butt. You gotta love that more. It's a different way of thinking. It's a different mentality. I'm a huge advocate for, hey, do whatever makes you feel better about yourself, ladies. If you feel better about, not what other people are going to think, or if it's going to make you feel better how other people are going to think, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Is it going to make you feel better? That's what's important, ladies. That's what's important. Using what you have, utilizing what you have right now and loving that. And then if you want to make some changes, some, you know, manipulate it a little bit and you know, tuck here or squeeze here, whatever, you can do that. But we must love ourselves in our raw form. We must love our raw form so much that whatever we choose to put on top of that is just icing on the cake. We must love our raw form. We must love who we are at the core. We must love ourselves in our most vulnerable state. We must love ourselves in our raw state with no makeup on, no hair done, not dressed up. We must love ourselves in our rawest form, down to our core. We must like that person. We must like who that person is, in order for us to continue to grow and continue to refine into the person that we want to become. We have to like that person first. We have to like who we are now in order so that we can love who we are later. Do you understand that, ladies? It's very important that you understand. We must like who we are now. We have to like ourselves at our rawest form. We have to like ourselves who we are at this very moment. Flaws, faults, and all. Doesn't matter. We must like that person in order so that we can love the person that we are soon to become. That's how it works. That's how it works. Okay, so play the cards that you're dealt. These are the cards that God gave you. Understand that these are the cards that God gave you, and we're going to make the best use out of them. Whatever we see fit, whatever the best use for us is. It's not going to be the same for everybody. Image is very important to some people, not so important to others. Nobody's right or wrong. That's just what's important to you. Happiness, self-peace, peace of mind, that's more important to other people than what kind of clothes they have on, or what size they are, or what kind of hair they're wearing, or hairstyle they're wearing. So you just got to find your thing, find your tick. What's important to you? What's a priority to you? What makes you feel good? What doesn't make you feel good? What are you compromising on for other people's satisfaction, for other people's perception of you? What are you compromising your happiness and your peace of mind? What is that you're compromising for other people's happiness? Ask yourself that, because you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. And then we want to talk about patience. Let's talk about patience. Ladies, learn to get some. You must learn to be patient. You must learn to be patient with yourself. Give yourself some time to grow. Understand that this is a process. Understand that this is a journey. Understand that it will not happen overnight. You will not suddenly become confident overnight. You will not suddenly have a huge boost of self-esteem overnight. This is a process. These are things that we must work on every single day through habits and behaviors as we continue to change our habits and behaviors. You must be patient with yourself. It is so true when they say direction is so much more important than speed, ladies. You cannot worry about moving so fast. Oh, I'm almost 30. Oh, I'm almost 30. I got to get married. I got to have children. Oh my gosh, I'm 32. I don't have children yet. I got to hurry up. The next man I get, I have to have children. You must slow down, ladies. You must slow down. Patience. Direction is so much more important than speed. You could be moving very quickly, but be moving in the wrong direction. What is that going to do for you? There's a saying I came up with that says, with love, we must learn to be patient or prepare for a life of rejection and frustration. I'll say that again. With love, we must learn to be patient or prepare for a life of rejection and frustration. Now, you wonder why a lot of you are miserable. A lot of you are frustrated with the type of relationships that you're having or the results that you're having. You wonder why. It's because you're impatient. You're jumping at every man that you see. You're looking at every man as an opportunity. Oh, he could be the one. You haven't even fixed yourself yet. You haven't even got yourself in a position to even be, for you to even be the one. Should he marry you is the question. You're saying he's the one, but are you the one? A lot of women don't ask themselves that question. Patience, ladies, patience. Understand that you are undergoing a reconstruction process. We're retraining the mind, reconstructing the mind, reconstructing our bodies, retraining our emotions, retraining the preconditioned habits that we have. We're changing all of this. Through this evolution that we're going through, we will come out as the new person, as the new woman, as the new being, as a better person. That's the person we're striving to be. But we must be patient on our process, on our journey. Patient but deliberate. So what I mean by that is patient in the macro. It won't happen overnight. Take it day by day. But we're impatient on a daily basis as we're continually to work. We're continually working on ourselves every day. Very persistent. Very impatient. One foot in front of the other. Every single step. While we're patient in the macro. It's okay if we're 35 and we're single. It's okay. Don't look at that as a negative. Don't look at it like that. It's okay that we're 40 and we don't have any kids yet. It's okay. It's okay. And I know women are like, well, we got biological clocks. And I understand that. But your biological clock ain't going off at 38. Women are having babies at 47. One of my clients had her baby at 48 years old. Perfectly healthy baby. And she's happily married now. She was single for about 14 years. Ladies, calm down. Calm down. Take a step back. Reevaluate yourself. Understand that this is a journey. This is a process. Be more patient in your life. Don't jump at every man as an opportunity. Don't jump at every opportunity as an opportunity because it might not be. Don't try to just move with speed. Move with direction. Is this the right direction that I'm heading in? Is this the direction I should be moving in? Ask yourself these questions. And you'll gain more clarity on where you should be and where you shouldn't be, who you should be with and who you shouldn't be with. But you must ask yourself these questions. You must talk to yourself. You must be patient with yourself. Be quick to forgive yourself. Understand that when people judge you, once again, they see who you are currently. They don't know who you're going to be. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge yourself too much. Understand that you're undergoing a process. You're undergoing a process. Be patient in your process. Because on the other end, that is the person that we want to become. If we can just hold on tight. Keep our head above water. Don't drown. We'll make it to the other side. But we're trying to move so quickly. We're trying to get so many different things done. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to make this much money. I got to do this. I got that. First, you have to be patient and get your mind right. Get your spirit right. Get your body right. And then we can focus on the other ancillary things that we want to add to our lives. But we must be able to get our mind and our emotions right first. Discipline our bodies first. Discipline our minds first before we can move forward. And it's going to take some longer than others. This is not like, oh, in 2 months, I'll be fine. Or, well, this might take you 6 months. This might take you a year. This might take you 2 years. It might take you a lifetime. Hopefully it doesn't, but it might. And we're going to continue to work on ourselves as long as it takes us. We're going to continue to be patient with ourselves. Yet persistent, yet progressive, moving in the right direction, gaining more clarity, more understanding. See, when I'm moving slower, I can see things better. I can absorb the information quicker when I'm moving slower. See, when I'm zipping by, I might miss some stuff. I might miss some things that I don't really know about myself. I might miss some habits that aren't, you know, as strong as that should be. I might miss some criticism of myself. Be more patient, ladies. Be more patient. Don't let anybody dictate your pace in life. You dictate your own pace. Don't let anybody dictate your pace. Speed up your life. Accelerate your life when you're not ready. There's a season for everything, ladies. It might not be your season right now. And understand that, and respect that. And continue to build and work on yourself during that season, during this season, during that time. Okay, so ladies, quick little overview, value, self-worth. You set the bar. You set the bar, ladies. You set your value and self-worth. You set your bar so high before anybody else can even formulate an opinion on how they feel about you or what they think about you. It doesn't matter. Secondly, we use two statements. Okay, thank you. To combat with the negative energy that we are going to get from people. The judgmental attitudes and personalities that we're going to come into. Hopefully that we don't, but we could possibly come into contact with. We say, okay, thank you. That's our response. Also, I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. That is our response. That is our affirmation that we're going to continuously run through our mind. I love the woman I am becoming, and I see myself getting better and stronger every day. Thirdly, patience, lady. Patience, 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 patience. Slow down. Make sure we're going in the right direction, ladies. Make sure we're doing the right things. Make sure we're dealing with the right people. Make sure we're in the right relationships. And you know you are if you are or not. It's very simple, ladies. We are humans. We're already programmed to know what's right and what's wrong. You know what feels right and what doesn't feel right. To you, you know what should be tolerated and what you're just tolerating. You know, it's already in you, ladies. So listen to yourself. Slow down if you need to. Take a couple steps back if you need to. Don't worry about moving so quickly. Make sure you're moving in the right direction. Make sure you're moving in the right way. Make sure your behaviors are correct. Make sure your mentality and the perspective that you're thinking with and you're looking at things with is correct. Not so much speed right now. More so direction. More so direction. Okay, ladies? So focus on those three things. That is going to help you with liking yourself again. Liking yourself again, which will inevitably turn into loving yourself. That self-love that we're oh so badly seeking. Okay? Hope you guys enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the next episode. I'll see you soon.